RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Hunkering down here for Hokie Palooza tomorrow. We were in Blacksburg yesterday. I had never been in the Virginia Tech football facility. I actually haven't been in UVA's new one either. Both schools built big fancy football facilities in the last few years. It's spectacular. It's obviously a testament to what a lot of money can do, but it overlooks the stadium. They've got, I would say, a little museum in there. A lot of artifacts, jerseys, trophies, famous moments in history. The offices are first class. We were in the meeting room chatting with the coaches, had access to all the coaches yesterday. They put on a good show down there in Blacksburg and then did their first full contact practice of the season last night as we get ready for Hokie football on the Fan again this fall with some very big games right out of the gate. And, of course, we'll have Tech Talk Live on Thursdays, all the things you've come to expect here on the Fan. But the building was just top notch, all the facilities, and they've got the big indoor facility. Part of it also is I'm used to being at the Commander's facility, which is I'm not even sure why I'm choosing my word carefully here. Dumpy is the word. It is a dumpy facility, and they're going to build a new one too, in conjunction with the new stadium and that push. They don't want to invest on the land they're on right now. They're probably going to sell that. But wherever they build the new facility, it'll look nice like that. And, you know, Tech's got all the amenities, the athletic dorms and the cafeterias and all the things for everybody. So I think the only recruiting negative is the location there in Blacksburg. But I think if you're an athlete and you're in Blacksburg and you're part of that program and those facilities, I don't think you notice that on a day-to-day. Rutgers isn't winning high-level football recruits telling them, like, you can go into New York City on your day off. They don't have days off. They're football players. They work all the time. They're working, like, really hard over there. I don't think it's a negative in that sense. And you play big games in front of a lot of people in a cool part of the country, too. It's beautiful down there, and it's a great campus. So I came away very impressed by what I saw down there at the facility. And I know that is not new. It's new to me. It's not new, period. But the pandemic happened, and then I shifted jobs. Then we did a lot of Commander stuff. So it's good to be back in Hokie land, and we'll have a whole show around that tomorrow. So look forward to that, because I'm looking forward to that, because I know how good it's going to be, because I've heard it, and you haven't. While we're doing that, we'll also get you ready, of course, for Commanders football. First preseason game tomorrow night. Preseason starts in earnest tonight across the NFL. We've got a preseason issue here, and that is, I don't think we're giving the fans what they want. And I saw a lot of commentary yesterday on social media. Me included here, we tell you that the joint practices are now more important than the preseason games. And the reason we tell you that is because the joint practices are more important than the preseason games. So I'm not backing off of that stance. That's true. We, the football world, have coalesced on that. The most important thing that happens in the preseason, if you're a football player trying to win a job, is the joint practices against other teams. But then we don't deliver that to you, the fan, right? We don't have, you think about the preseason game tomorrow. It'll be on 96.1, which is the news radio FM feed, if you want to listen to it here. And they'll do the pregame, and they'll do the postgame. And Bram and London do a fantastic job, and they'll talk about everything. But that's not what you want to see. You want to see what happened yesterday. And there's no production value behind that. Now, some of that is coaches are paranoid. Coaches do not want their practice information, their practice plans, their practice results leaking out. But similar to, and y'all have heard my training camp thoughts enough times that I don't need to spend a whole segment on that. Training camp should be very accessible to fans, because sometimes if you're a business, and the NFL is a big business, if you're a business, sometimes you have to do things that don't directly make you money, but build goodwill and build the fan base. That's what training camp is. Training camp's for the kids. It's an opportunity for them to go be close to NFL players and see it up close and get autographs in a way they'll never be able to do on a game day. It gets them excited. It gets all of us excited. And coaches are increasingly restricting access to training camp, and the NFL's letting them, which is disappointing. It's fun to see, like, the Bills going out and doing it at a college, like in the dorms, the old school way. That's increasingly rare, too. You don't have to go out to it. You can do it at your facility, but you need to let people in to see it, because it's an important moment. Same with these practices. I would love to see the NFL step in and figure out how to structure this so that we can get televised presentations of these practices, because we want to see it all. And I know this. I wasn't there in Foxborough yesterday, but Ben Standing, Nikki Javala, John Keim, the beat people, caught a lot of flack on social media yesterday for not sharing enough about what was going on. I've been in those situations. Usually, there's action happening on two different fields at the same time. You're not at a vantage point where you can see half of what's going on. You don't have access to replay. You don't have access to, hey, look over here. It's like being at NASCAR. Like, you're like, man, NASCAR, like, I hope the cars crash. It's really cool when the cars crash. I hope I get to see that. You won't be looking at it when it happens. What you're going to see is the wreckage from a crash. The odds of you staring at the two cars that crash at the moment they crash is really close to zero at a NASCAR race, unless it's the beginning and they're all bunched up. After that, you're not going to see it. So we have to work on a better fan presentation for the training camp, for the joint practices. We have to find a way to bring that to the fans, because that's what y'all want to see, and that's what we need to be talking about. And instead, you're hanging on, oh, here's an observation, here's a tidbit, here's this, here's that. Those things perpetuate the misinformation much more than they create valid information. Like, I know yesterday multiple people said Jaden Lane had a good day. Had a good play. But on the whole, the receivers did not have a good day. So if all you see is that one play, you've got a misconception, right, of what's going on. Drake May is the opposing quarterback, right? Mike Sanders still looked really good against him, was the report. But unless we can see all the reps and dive into all the reps, the coaches may be looking at something different. Sanders still is an interesting case. I'll use this to transition away from my point because I think I've made it towards the football itself. Mike Sanders still is kind of still a man without a position. He's come back inside. You know this. I'm not sold that he's going to play 17 games inside this season. It's a big ask of anybody. He's a sharp kid. He's a smart kid. It's a big ask to keep moving people around. But, you know, if you get even the slightest drop-off from Amos or Marshawn Lattimore, who apparently has looked good, if you get a drop-off there, I think you got to move him back outside. You can't lose games one play at a time. You can lose games 10 to 12 plays at a time. That's how teams play Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs now. You will not be completing a pass of longer than 20 yards at any point in today's game. That's the official defensive approach against Patrick Mahomes. Because what teams have realized is we can't stop him. And I think there's going to be a lot of that for the Commanders this year, for Jaden Daniels. I think discipline will be incredibly important this year for the Commanders. Avoiding holding calls, avoiding penalties, all that sort of thing. Because when you have a great quarterback, I know Jaden's not there yet, but he's got a lot of respect on the other side of the ball in this league. When you decide in the film room, we can't stop him, whether it's through blitzing, whether it's through pressures, whether it's through designed looks, press coverage, bump coverage, zone coverage, disguised coverage. When you decide none of those options work, that's plan A. If one of those things works, you do it. If none of those things work, you decide how you're going to lose. And that's increasingly what we're seeing against the great quarterbacks is you can beat us 5 yards at a time. We're stacking the backfield. You got to win 5 yards at a time. And by the way, if you get a holding penalty, a missed route, anything like that, your drive derails and it's 3 points instead of seven. And that's enough to crack the window open for us. That's how you play these great teams right now. I think the Commanders are going to see a lot. I think for them, you know, understanding those big explosive plays, the 50-yard passes, the 40-yard passes, if they're giving those up, I think they're going to move Sanders still back outside. I'm not reporting facts here. I'm just telling you, in the NFL, the worst thing is to lose quickly. You can lose slowly in the NFL. That's defensible. But if you lose quickly, it's really deflating and demoralizing. And so I'm not sold that he's going to be where he is forever, which is tricky as well. I think the secondary, probably your number one area of concern coming out of yesterday. The receivers, number two. You worry about the receivers less because you got Zach Ertz, you got Jaden Daniels. Love seeing the New England media rave over Jaden Daniels. He's so good. I know we could just do every segment of every day about that. Appreciate what you've got because he came back for year two. And I said, what's he going to be year two? Is he going to keep taking this seriously? Is he going to pull the Chase Young and go Hollywood? Is he going? Our defense is going to come around on him, and they're going to throw things at him. He seems really committed to maintaining that high level of play, and it's fun. And other teams are noticing it in other places. And I think the preseason game's going to be fun when he plays against the Bengals, which I'm assuming he will in that Monday night preseason game. That seems like the window. Most of the guys are not going to play tomorrow night. Another reason why. I want to see the joint practices. I want to see the ones. Nothing against the twos and the threes, but it gets boring fast. There's a reason people leave at halftime at the preseason game and the TV ratings dip and drop off. It's football. We'll watch it. It's tough to watch the threes and say, I'm entertained by this product. Vanilla football, we're not showing anything in the playbook with the threes. I've never heard of these people. Now, obviously, I'm Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. He'll get some run. We'll be looking to see which running backs get run. If Kroski-Merritt doesn't get run on Friday night, that's more telling to me than if he does get run. Because if he does, he's still working for his job, and they're still sorting out the roster. If he doesn't, That tells me they know what they got. That tells me that they feel really good with him and they're keeping him on ice for the season. That's almost better there. Ben Standig of the Substack fame now, he's left the Athletic, he's got a Substack, said that Josh Connerly dropped one rep but held his own elsewhere during one-on-ones in the offensive line. He said, people have said he's had a rough camp. He said afterward, told Ben Standing, that he felt it was a better format for him because he didn't know what the other team was doing. We often talk about like the advantage of practice being you know what the other team's going to do. He said he appreciated not having to think about that, just playing instinctively, and it came more naturally to him. I don't think that position is set by any stretch. I think we have so few roster battles that I think we got to, you know, we got to really zero in on the ones we have. Andrew Wiley at right tackle or Josh Connerly Jr. at right tackle. I don't think it's been decided yet by any stretch. And I think they would trust Josh Connerly in an opening week, opening game situation. He has been in big games. There's no experience drop there. You know, and that's my favorite, like Jaden Daniels last year, like, I can handle this. I've been to Alabama. Like, I've played in Death Valley. NFL people hate that so much. Like, this is the biggest league in the world. How dare you bring that college experience in here? SEC football is absolutely right now on par with the NFL in terms of the attention around it, the spotlight around it, and in a lot of times, the athletic caliber of play in it because these guys are staying 4, 5, 6 years, and they're pro-ready coming out. I think Josh Connerly fits into that club too. I'm really excited to see him grow and develop over the course of the spring. So it's Commanders Patriots preseason game number 1 of 3 tomorrow night, Friday night, under the lights. It will be right here. 3-hour pregame, 3-hour postgame. God bless Fred Smoot. 3-hour postgame after a preseason game where the starters don't play. Please call in tomorrow night. Fred Smoot is very shy. He doesn't like talking a lot. We got to fill that airtime. No, he'll figure it out. He's a trained professional. When we get back, we missed a lot while we were gone. Obviously, we've recapped the Coldplay thing pretty thoroughly. That's the number one pop culture thing. But locally, there was the Netflix show about the woman who disappeared on the cruise. And I want to dive into that because I'm fascinated by it. So we'll do that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Taking you around Richmond on a Thursday morning. Squirrels win. Day game yesterday. We'll get to the Richmond Flying Squirrels update. Nats big winners as well. But more importantly for the Squirrels, now 18-16 in the second half of the season. They're fighting, they're clawing. We may have ourselves some relevant baseball.
I hope so.
Coming down the stretch here. They're back next week. 2-week road trip, longest of the season. They'll be back next Tuesday. You have 18 chances left to go to the Diamond to watch Squirrels baseball.
I still need to do that.
Unless they make the playoffs. Mm. And then you would have additional chances. Mm-hmm. We can't count on that. We're hoping for that. But you can't count on that. 18-16, second half winner, will get that playoff spot. So they're above 500. They're chasing it. Big series against Altoona next week. Erie yesterday, day game action out there in old Erie, Pennsylvania. Dreary Erie, but it was not for the Squirrels. Here's the action. Trey and Blaine on the call.
Marks throws. Arteaga swings and flies one to right. Campos on the move back. Still backing, a little shy of the track, he makes the catch. Wischkowski tags from third, he's heading home and he scores. Throw goes to third base. Actually, it's cut off and now between first and third, O'Neill Perez is caught in a rundown. Still running, sprinting back to first base and he is tagged. Now breaking for the plate comes Dayson Cruz. He scores, he slides under the tag and he scores. 2-run score on that play and it's now a 5-2 Richmond lead.
6-3, your final. Squirrels win over the Seawolves after a 1-0 win in the opener on Tuesday. Yeah, I love that. They'll get caught in the rundown so your teammate can score. Play as old as baseball time right there.
There's a lot going on in that clip.
that's not your average Flying Squirrels highlight right there.
No, it's not.
No, you got the sacrifice fly, which is a unique play in and of itself, and then you got the cutoff throw getting a guy in a rundown so the other guy can make it from second to home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on there.
I had to laugh at the one part, like, Trey was, like, talking, and then he just kind of stopped. Like, he got confused for a second, and then he kept going.
What is going on over there? We like a little baseball action. Series continues tonight, AAA pregame. 5:35 on your home for the Squirrels right here, 910 The Fan. Shane Radmacher will make his second start for the Squirrels. Garrett Burren for Erie. Our friend Garrett Burren, Erie pitcher, 11-2 this season. They got their work cut out for them tonight, but they have taken the first two in the series, and because they're two games above 500, whatever happens tonight, they'll be above 500 when we talk to you tomorrow, which is good. We need that because we need some postseason baseball happening around here. It is not the same in D.C. where the Nats have been bad. There's no sugarcoating it. They've been very bad. So let's play the highlight here because they were winners last night. We do not get a lot of opportunities to celebrate Nats wins, so I think we need to do that at this moment.
He kicks and deals. Abrams, a looping line drive, shallow left. That's going to fall for a hit. Hassel's being waved in. The throw to the plate from Soderstrom on two bounces. Gets off the glove of the catcher. Hassel scores, and the Nationals win. They had a chance to throw him out, but Langoliers could not hold on to the throw. They're mobbing C.J. Abrams behind second base as the Nationals win in walk-off style, 2-1.
Now you got to cling to those moments. It's a long season. Congrats to the Nats. C.J. Abrams coming in. We love a walk-off win, and we love any kind of Nats win. I think if you're saying what's the lowest moment of this Nats season, or what's the worst thing about this Nats season, obviously there have been some embarrassing things, but it's how poorly they've played against the league's worst teams, for me, by far. The Oakland A's are in town. The A's, I said Oakland. The Sacramento A's are in town, the potentially Vegas A's, but the whole thing's a boondoggle and nobody knows if it'll happen. They're homeless. It's a homeless baseball team. The Nats, you might remember, went on their big losing streak against the Rockies and the Marlins earlier this year. That's the worst part of this season. Not handling your business when it's time to handle your business. And the Oakland A's series this week has been no exception. They'll wrap that up today, 12:05 day game. Up in D.C. to get out of town, and then they'll fly west with the A's. Nats Giants tomorrow night. Chance to see the Flying Squirrels, former prospects who are now with the big league team, if you're a Nats fan and willing to stay up.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Late for that one on the West Coast. It's getting exciting, though. We're going to have some good pennant chases this year, none more so than watching the Yankees stumble in the AL East and the Red Sox continuing to be red hot. The Blue Jays, one of the biggest stories in baseball. Blue Jays have the lead. It's one of those where, like, if the Yankees are up 6 on the Blue Jays, I don't mention it on the show, but when the Blue Jays are up 6 on the Yankees, you do, and it's like, everybody hold your tickets. Hold your ticket. We're not cashing any tickets yet. Hang on. This may not be a thing, but we're watching, because it also might be a thing. Mariners staying within contention, too. It'd be fun to see them back in the postseason. And that Phillies-Mets battle is going to come down to the final weeks as well. Phillies have 2.5 games on the Mets right now, but the Brewers are the red-hot team in the National League. They're running away with the NL Central and doing it without a ton of star power, which is kind of remarkable in this modern day and age of baseball. They got 4 more wins than the Dodgers, who I think we all assume to be carrying the banner for the NL this year. And the Dodgers are doing just fine and will be in the postseason. But watching the Brewers do it, we love the randomness of baseball. Unless it's working against the Nats, in which case we do not love the randomness of baseball. Big weekend at Colonial Downs as well. We'll mention that. They have 3 major races, and for the first time ever, a former Kentucky Derby champ will be racing at Colonial Downs this weekend on Saturday. So shout out to everybody who will be out there. They're going to put those on TV on the FanDuel TV, formerly the TVG Horse Racing Network, now FanDuel TV. If you got all the channels, if you got the 1,000 channels, that's one of them. If you don't have the 1,000 channels, be like me. I don't have cable. But if you have the 1,000 channels, that's one of them. Just hit channel up until you find it, until you see horses. That's that. Just keep going. It won't take you more than 999 button pushes. So you'll figure it out. I trust you. You'll figure it out. I want to get back to Foxborough, though. Commanders joint practice against the Patriots. We'll have some Thursday fun. We'll chat with Parney at 11. Lots of show ahead here. We're going to be back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. 5:35 for the AAA pregame show. Blaine and Trey have the action from Erie. Squirrels have won the first 2 in Erie. And all wins are satisfying. Winning is awesome. But wins in Erie, really awesome. But we got to check in with Parney because it's that time of the week. Parney won last week. He is 1-0 in his NFL selections for the year. Yeah, you think we're not selecting preseason games? Come on now. Parney, what's up, dude?
What's up, MP? 1-0, undefeated feels good. I hope my physical therapist isn't listening. I've been battling a back issue, but I'm coming to you live from Hunting Hawk, where Joe T and I are going to try to tee it up for 9 holes here.
Yes.
After we're done. So if Steve, my physical therapist, is listening, I apologize, but I'm doing it because Joe T won't leave me alone. And Jeff from Hunting Hawk regripped my gloves, and I'm ready to see how they're working. So 9 holes, and I'm going to the diamond this afternoon, get a little work in, because you're right. These are critical games in Erie. We're, what, a game and a half or two and a half games out of first? And Altoona's coming to town next week. 18 games. Listen to me, MP. 18 home games left at the Diamond. Only 18 chances to make memories with your family and friends at the Diamond before we move over to the beautiful CarMax Park in 2026.
But maybe, just maybe, bonus games at the Diamond this season. It's certainly in reach right now. Parney,
yeah, forget about the first half. First half is history, and we're in the thick of the pennant race for the second half, so that's what we got to focus on. And Pelf's got them going. We're winning one-run games that we were losing in the first half. Now we're winning them. Got a lot of new faces on the roster because of the MLB draft and the trading deadline brought us a couple of new players, too. So let's see what happens. Let's bring the Diamond out in fine fashion over the next 18, hopefully, plus games.
So, and let me know when you have to go golf, but you saying you're out there ready to tee off reminds me.
No. We're ahead. Joe T's not even here yet.
Okay, reminds me of the clip where George W. Bush is like, we're going to find the terrorists, we're going to hunt them down, and they're going to regret like ever messing with the United States of America. Now watch this drive.
Yeah, I don't drink, believe it or not, when I play golf, but it'd be a good time to say, hold my beer and watch this.
Yeah, but you have to actually be able to do whatever the thing is before you say that. 18 games left at the Diamond for the Flying Squirrels. And the Diamond through the decades has been really cool all season long as well. I love that you're at the golf club because you're always somewhere new. You are not going to touch our Tuesday appearance with Trey, where he covered like a 48-hour stretch where he was in Pittsburgh, in New York City, at two different minor league stadiums. You got some work to do to catch up to that guy.
Trey Wilson's unbelievable. He needs his own TV show because you never know. We played a day game yesterday, right? And last night I literally got home from the ballpark and I was like, where's Trey Wilson going to be tonight? And voila, he was at a Nate Bargatze comedy show in Erie, Pennsylvania last night. So you never know about Parney time. You never know where we're going to be. You never know who we're going to be with. But you truly never know where Trey Wilson is going to be. That guy is the most interesting man in the world.
It's a ton of fun to keep up with his travels and food. And, of course, in Erie, where we definitely – the wins in Erie count double because they've knocked the Squirrels out of the playoffs the last couple of years. That's my official stance on that. You've also, since we talked, there have been a ton of CarMax Park announcements as well. The solar panels, the power tower, things are coming along nicely over there.
Yeah, what a great role that we're on. I had dinner with Anthony Offerman the other night, just he and I. It was a wonderful catch-up session with the general manager of the Squirrels, and you know, he's really excited about not only what we've announced thus far. I thought the solar announcement with Dominion Energy was amazing. It's going to be really one of a kind in America. And then the power tower with our friends at Care Scout, that's another really huge announcement. And, you know, as the dominoes start to fall, as we get closer and closer to the closing of the Diamond and the opening of CarMax Park, it's going to get more and more interesting and more exciting. And I also have some exciting news for you because Joe T just walked up to the table. I'm sitting at the Mike Rizzo table here at Hunting Hawk, where Mike Rizzo was last seen 2 years ago here in Richmond holding court. Joe T's breakfasting on a hot dog right now, MP. You'd be happy to hear that. Also, I want to tell our listeners, not only are these big announcements happening with Dominion and Care Scout and, of course, Atlantic Union Bank, the Atlantic Union Bank Lounge, and CarMax Park overall, but the folks at the Squirrels are selling season tickets for CarMax Park at an impressive clip. So if anyone out there is interested in making sure they get their season tickets in any location, they need to call Garrett or anyone over at the Squirrels and get that done here pretty quick because they're selling season tickets like Tic Tacs for CarMax Park right now.
It's going to be a hot ticket when that opens next year. Very excited for that. Parney, we have you on Thursdays for happy hour during the NFL season. You pick the NFL game. So, of course, I gave you the preseason game last week, and you hit it out of the park.
And I hit it.
You're 1-0. I think we got to run it back this week. How many games you want? You want just one, or you want to take two?
I mean, hit me. We'll do whatever you want to do. By the way, before you do that though, I picked against Detroit, and then Tanya and I went to Detroit last weekend.
Oh, you saw Earth, Wind, and Fire.
If you ever get a chance to see Earth, Wind, and Fire, these guys are absolutely amazing. Joe T's about ready to get a whole nine holes worth of listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire on the golf course, because I can not stop singing a song right now. It's like the only thing that's in my head right now.
It was amazing.
It was an amazing concert. Amazing.
That's that's got to be a phenomenal live show. And you were in like a theater, too.
75 years old, bro. We're at the Fox Theater with Jay Doakes, the infamous Jamal Doakes, and his wife Kim and Tanya, myself. It's an amazing place, and Detroit is one of my favorite cities, and we stayed at the Daxton Hotel, which is for sure my favorite hotel in the country.
I saw Chris Rock at the Fox Theater in Detroit. Beautiful theater.
Isn't it a beautiful place, though?
Beautiful theater. It's, you know, ornate and fancy and old, and all those things you like out of a theater.
Did Chris Rock say, "There ain't no sex in the champagne room"?
This was his first tour after Will Smith slapped him on stage.
Oh.
And so he comes out and he said, "I know what you all want me to talk about." And he said, "Everybody asked me, did it hurt?" And he said, "Yeah, of course it hurt. That guy played Ali. I played Pootie Tang."
But that was a great show, too.
Excellent show.
Anyway, on to the NFL, because I'm undefeated and I'm feeling pressure.
The Patriots, who are playing their starters, are 6.5-point favorites over the Commanders, who are not tomorrow night.
Boy, preseason game, I feel like a complete degenerate right now picking preseason games on the radio. I don't like the Patriots.
We're never getting lower than this. I promise you that, Parney.
I don't like the Patriots giving 6.5 points to Highland Springs. So I'm going to take the Commanders on this one.
It's in the books. And then Saturday night.
Marietta will play, right? Quarterback? Who's playing quarterback for the Commanders?
No, Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman.
Well, John Johnson's America's quarterback, so we're good.
Saturday.
And I was wondering what happened to Sam Hartman. I saw a Notre Dame clip from 2 years ago. I'm like, whatever. That's a good looking man. I wonder what happened to him.
He is a good looking dude. That and being Jane Daniels' friend will get you very far in life. Is what I've learned.
Commanders plus 6.5.
Him and Jane are inseparable. I like getting points in a preseason game because nobody knows what's going to happen in these games. I'll toss you one more just for fun, because we got Cowboys-Rams, both the teams who do their training camp in L.A. on Saturday night. Cowboys 2-point favorites over the Rams. Sean McVay does not play the starters, but the Cowboys won't either.
The Cowboys are a hot mess right now, and everything you see on TV about the Cowboys is disarray. I'm going to take that disarray even into the preseason and give me the, once again, very good-looking Sean McVay, and who used to hang out with us during training camp at a certain Irish pub down in Chaco Bottom that some might call Shanae. So let's go with Sean McVay and the Rams. I'm taking underdogs this week, so ride with me on the underdogs.
Every time they show the Jay Gruden 20, you know, that coaching staff, the Mike Shanahan coaching tree staff, like the 2013 Redskins staff, I think, we drank with all those people at multiple bars in Chaco Bottom. Like that's all I see the graphic and everybody's like, "Wow, that's a lot of talent," or "Wow, how did that team go 4-12? All I could think of is Jay Gruden cracking jokes with us at midnight over at Tobacco.
Yeah, well, hey, they were last in the standings, but number one in Chaco Bottom for sure.
That may explain a lot, actually. Parney. Good luck golfing today. Take care of business against Joe T. We'll, of course, remind everybody, Parney Time, the podcast, very much in the thick of season 2. Find it where you find your podcasts. Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, we just had Larry Anderson on, which I thought was a great ending of Parney Time. And Wyatt Kruger, our Virginia Tech alumnus producer, just put out David Raymond, who, for you Philly fans out there, we're hard on the Phillies right now. The original Philly fanatic, and he told some great stories about his longtime feud/friendship with Tommy Lasorda. So if you're into old-time, behind-the-scenes baseball stories, make sure you listen to Parney Time. We're having a great season, a lot of great guests. You, Cheats, Joe T, you're doing a great job in the Parney Time Pub Club. And we're going to keep going. We're not going to stop at 10. We're going to tape some in next week that I have lined up for us, and we're going to finish off with the Hall of Famer. I just got to wait for him to get through a pennant race right now, and you can figure out who I'm talking about there.
I am fired up for that. That's going to be a great episode.
It rhymes with Bruce Bochy.
I'm gonna ask about his time managing the Wichita Wranglers in the Texas League. That was me as a kid attending games he was managing.
He also likes to talk about when he was a catcher for the Norfolk Tidewater Tides, too. He enjoys talking about that as well.
He is 100% going to enjoy this Parney time questioning. I can feel it from here. Parney, take care. Squirrels back on the Fan tonight in Erie. We will catch you next week.
So is it a doubleheader tonight?
No, single dip tonight. Just one.
Okay. I think we got a doubleheader coming up sometime, or maybe that's Montgomery. I get them confused sometimes. But big games lie ahead, and remember, 18, say it with me, MP, 18 games left in
the
regular
Diamond.
Season of the Diamond.
Go make
and
those
we're
memories.
trying to make the playoffs. But Caroline Phipps, Anthony Opperman, everybody's got a lot of great promotions. Go to squirrelsbaseball.com, check it out, get your tickets now, especially for September 14th. The last game is going to sell out, and I think we're getting close already, so you don't want to be on the outside looking in on September 14th.
Imagine how embarrassing that would be. All right, Parney time everywhere you get your podcasts, and, of course, Saturdays and Sunday mornings on The Fan. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1
FM. Be on the mic.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Thursday morning. Parney joins us in 12 minutes. Derby Bill, very helpful this morning. Thank you, Derby Bill. If you want to watch the Colonial Downs races tomorrow, if you have Verizon, channel 815.
Nice, let's go.
If you have Xfinity, channel 1,246. Mm. If you have DirecTV, channel 602.
Very helpful.
Very helpful. And you got Derby Bill delivering for our audience.
Uh-huh, let's go.
Thank you, Derby Bill. Go out to the... What did I do during my time? We went out to go watch the camel and zebra races at Colonial Downs.
Okay.
I'm just going to say it. I love the people at Colonial Downs.
Yeah.
Underwhelming.
I think it would be cool.
I thought it was going to be cool as well. That's the issue.
Oh, no.
They ran for maybe 50 yards.
Seriously.
Very, very short race. And they ran, like, they set them up. Mm. They ran into the truck that took them away.
Did they have a winner?
Sure. Yeah. The one that got in the truck first was the winner. Yeah.
Okay.
There was a winner.
Well, at least we got that.
It lasted less than a minute total.
That's funny. So, yeah. Like, everyone takes off. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because the horses go all the way around the track. It builds the excitement.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them, and they make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And there were like four zebras, and they ran for like 10 seconds.
My gosh.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
It was underwhelming.
It sounds like it, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a cool idea, but that did not work out.
But the horses are cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's a lovely place to spend a day if the weather's nice. If the weather's not nice, it's hot, as it is everywhere in America when it's hot. It's been nice, though. Rained yesterday.
Yeah, and it's been cooler lately.
It's been nice recently.
I kind of miss the hot.
All right. this is a Netflix show.
Yes.
Amy Bradley is Missing.
Mm-hmm.
Is about Amy Bradley, who got on a cruise ship, didn't get off the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Their story is she fell off the boat. That's the cruise ship story.
Yeah.
The family is still looking. So first off, this happened 27 years ago.
Yeah.
That's a crazy amount of time to be looking
and
to make a Netflix show about it. Yeah, you want to hit Conspiracy Corner here before you...
I do. Let's
go. Before firing up, let's go. What's going on here, Megan?
Dude... I think it's yellow.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly.
Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Can I just jump right in?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's a guy that she danced with. I know that's a really basic take, but he's sketchy.
You think she's alive?
Oh, okay. So here's my thoughts on that. I am not sure. I think there is a chance. I do think there is a chance. But my thinking was that the cruise ship had some kind of underground thing going on and Yellow was involved. They snuck her off for like the drugs or whatever it was and they trafficked her. That's what I think. And I think she probably had kids or something, got a little blackmail. She had to stay out there. I don't know why she would continue staying out there because, like, now I feel like she would be old enough where, like, they wouldn't really care about her, if you know. And, but the thing is,
she was 23 years old at the time. Yes. So now she would be 50 right now.
And so I don't think they would have the same use for her anymore. But I think
you've thought this out.
I have. I have thoughts. I think it's more likely that she has passed away, but I do think the hits on the website were weird. You know about the hits on the website?
Yeah.
Yeah, so like them having like this hit from Barbados or whatever and they can't like track it for some reason and I guess legal and stuff. And I think that's really weird because it's hitting on like her mom's birthday.
It's, but again, she's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just feels like she would have been able to reemerge by now.
And that's what I—that's the
part
that I find
weird. If she had access to technology and things, you know?
That's the part I find weird, because if she was trafficked and they had, like, certain uses for her and stuff, like, and they're kind of blackmailing her with the kids, like, you know, if you contact your family, if you try to run away, we'll go after your kids. Like, I can see that, but now with her being 50, I don't think they would have the same uses for her. I think they would discard her, and so that's the part that kind of, to me...
I feel like... they really forced the conspiracy element of it. Mm-hmm. Not enough of it added up for me. Like, it was too many, like, disconnected dots. That I know what they were trying to get me there.
Yeah.
I couldn't get there.
Wait, so what are you thinking is going on with her?
I think she got drunk, fell off the boat.
Okay.
I'm going with that.
Just simple going with that.
Simple going with that. Now, I know that they searched the water, blah, 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 et cetera. But it does feel like the simplest explanation is fell off the boat. And that happened. Yeah. Like, none of this makes me feel, not just this, but she, like, other people do legitimately fall off the boat that you hear about.
Yeah.
None of this makes me want to take a cruise.
No.
Ever. This is not, this, like, the cruise industry is, there's no laws.
It's scary.
Like, you get on these boats, they're not American boats. You go out in the water. Once they leave the port, you're on your own.
And they didn't care either. That was my other thing. Like,
they do not care.
They were like, well, we've got all these other people that paid all this money, so like, we're not going to shop or stop and do a really good search, you know? We're just going to let everyone off. And that just like messed everything up.
And part of it too is they don't care because they don't have to care. Because like, people go missing off of these and like, nobody makes a thing about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That part weirds me out too.
The part I found interesting too, okay, so this is where it gets kind of personal, because I was like one or two when this happened, so I don't remember it.
Yeah.
And so I go to my mom. My favorite thing is to go to my mom and go, what do you know about Amy Bradley? And she's like, oh yeah, they lived pretty close to us. We didn't know them, but they lived pretty close to where we used to live.
Okay.
And so then I was talking to one of my students. I was like, yeah, I've been watching this documentary, the Amy Bradley. She's like, oh, my mom used to be best friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, like later on TikTok, her mom appeared on my TikTok and she was doing like lives with the brother. So a little bit of a personal connection too. I thought that was really interesting. I'd love to talk to my student's mom about all this.
It's a fascinating case. Yeah, I'm completely fascinated by it.
I'm fascinated by it. I wish we had answers, but you know, if she fell off the boat, you're not going to get answers. If she's still alive, you might, but you know, if
there needs to be at the very minimum a security camera there, like looking at people falling off the boat, you know? Yeah.
And I also, like, hot take, I feel like I don't know if it was, like, the cruise director or who it was, but, like, it was one of the employees in the documentary. He did not care. He had no empathy.
No.
Yeah.
But that's the cruise ships. They don't care. Mm-mm. They don't care. That's the big issue here. Like, they're not regulated.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, sure, like, you go to a fast food place, they don't care, but, like, there's rules. There's laws. Mm-hmm. Like, there are no laws. There are no rules out there.
I know. That's
anything
goes. Now, what did you think about the photos, though? The photos that they were saying were her.
Yeah, like the sightings.
Mm-hmm. The sightings and the photos from the website.
Yeah, not enough for me. Mm-hmm. Not enough for me. I just didn't feel like we got there enough. But
the sightings were a little bit iffy for me. The photos, though, that's what kind of got me.
The closest we've got is how sketchy the band dude was.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's yellow. That's the one I was talking about.
That's the closest we've got, for sure, on this. Like,
yeah.
But he's a cruise ship musician.
Yeah.
Like.
And even his daughter was sketched up by him.
It's not a normal life he's chosen there.
No.
Maybe Parney's seen it.
Maybe.
We'll ask him. On the other side, hour number two on tap. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
On the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard Thursday morning.
Thursdays with friends. Only one friend today. It's the middle of the summer, so certainly everybody's got their pass. Gary Hess on vacation. Lane Casadante out on assignment today. But we got Parney at 11 o'clock. It's not off season for Parney. We're very much in the thick of it for Parney. And of course, our favorite Thursday friend, Megan's here.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And we're both falling asleep over here before the show.
I know. We really were.
We got to wake up the space here.
It was so bad.
It's good. It's a very special day at the Fan.
Yeah.
There's cupcakes in the break room.
No way. I didn't hear about this.
Well, I brought them in. That's how I know.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. What kind of cupcakes?
Stubbs' birthday cupcakes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, big day.
I'd say happy birthday to him when he comes in.
We'll definitely have to do that. Mm. Big day.
Yeah.
I mean, big day.
Yeah. Lots of birthdays, too. I think, what was it? Clifford's was yesterday, too?
Clifford's birthday was yesterday. I got to see Clifford Tuesday at the Mumford & Sons show. We were texting. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was a great one.
I wish I knew about that. That would have been a good one to go to.
It was packed. That was my first trip to the amphitheater, so I don't know if it's always like that. But
wait, which one?
The new amphitheater.
Oh,
have
Allianz.
You been down there yet?
I have. It's nice.
Allianz.
Allianz. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I always mess up. This is a funny story.
Yep,
I always mess up the pronunciation, and I was telling someone about it the other day, and they're like, "How do you say it? Allianz?" And I was like, "I don't know, but I actually know a guy that knows how to say it because I remember you knew how to say it, but I couldn't remember how to say it. Well, I just remember."
We're gonna have to learn if they're gonna be bringing in shows like that because we're gonna be talking about them where it'd be going.
I liked it.
Yeah,
it was nice.
It beautiful venue. Mm. What weirded me out was. They don't use the whole lawn. Like, they cut the lawn off halfway up. I was like,
oh, I didn't
there's more room here.
I did not pay attention
but
to that.
But it's probably deliberate for, you know, first year.
Yeah.
Easing it in. Also, you are a musician.
Yeah.
a lot of your gigs are, and I used my rant about this yesterday, so I'm not double ranting here, but a lot of your gigs are background music kind of gigs.
They are,
people are going about their lives.
Yeah. I love what I do, but I am definitely a background artist.
Sure.
Yeah.
That Maggie Rogers came out as part of the first set, and everybody just kept talking. Like, I feel like Richmond is the worst at talking during concerts. And I gave a rant about that yesterday, and then I was reading the Reddit about people who went to the show. They all said the same thing. It's obnoxious and it's distracting and we don't
like it.
This is dividing us as a city.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pay $100 to go to a concert to talk to your friend through the concert?
See, this is
I don't get it.
I have an issue with this because I noticed it at the concert we went to as well. We went to, I think it was the Glass Animals one we went to at that amphitheater.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking during the opening act, and I wasn't like but so impressed with the opening act either. But
it's a little different for the opening act.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like as a musician, I also kind of, I feel their pain because it's like I'm going into it knowing that I'm playing at like a restaurant or a farmer's market, and people are just like, if they want to stop and listen, it's fine, but they can keep doing their, like, I know that's my place.
That's the expectation.
But if I'm getting up there as the opening act or like performer, whatever, y'all need to shush and listen. Like, have some respect.
I think so.
Yeah.
I do think so.
Yeah. So it made me sad.
I think so. I think there's a lot of talking, a lot of yapping going on in Richmond during the concerts.
It's too much.
I think in other places, they have a problem, like people staring at their cell phones.
Yeah.
We don't have that problem because everybody's too busy talking to each other. Mm-hmm. Maybe they need to start texting each other instead. I don't know. Whatever it is, focus on the show.
The interesting one, so we were talking about how I went to the Blackpink concert a couple weeks ago. They didn't have any opening act. They just like got on at 8 and started the show.
Yeah, the Mumford one was interesting because it was like a collection of artists. There were like 6 artists that all playing in rotation.
Wow.
So Maggie Rogers, Nathaniel Ratliff, like all the, you know, like name artists, Trombone Shorty was there. And like they did a first set where it was like, here's some songs that we learned this morning that we're going to play for you for like half an hour, which was fun. And then they left, and then they came back and did like the real set.
Okay.
So they were the opening act.
Yeah.
The headliners were the opening act.
That's interesting.
Still.
Yeah.
No respect.
Did not.
Like, we are conditioned to not respect the opening act.
I feel like it's the same way. I feel like I remember it being the same way at the National, too. People just like were noisy and talking and stuff during certain acts.
Yeah. It's a lot, but we love Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
We're sticking with it.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
We should need to learn.
We also love the Flying Squirrels. We'll give you the Flying Squirrels update up ahead in the next segment. Big winners again yesterday. The Nats won yesterday, too, so exciting baseball updates all the way around. We'll check in with UVA football because tomorrow is going to be all Virginia Tech. It's a Hokie takeover here on Friday. As you know, we were down in Blacksburg yesterday. Our guy Brian, the traffic guy, came up. He asked me how I liked Roanoke. And the answer is, I like Roanoke. I didn't spend any time in Roanoke, but I like it. I like driving through the mountains.
It's pretty.
It's very pretty down there. It's beautiful down there. Would I want to live down there?
Mm.
I'm a Richmond guy. It's isolated.
I like being in the middle of everything too much.
Yeah, I like being out there for a little while.
Yeah.
That's not a forever for me situation.
It's funny because I was talking to someone about Vince the other day, and, you know, he used to live up in, like, Caroline County, and it was, like, kind of, like, back and, like, you know, there wasn't anything around. And and now that he's been living down here, like, with me in Richmond, like, I'm, like, 5 minutes away from this and 5 minutes away from that. And I think he's gotten, like, really used to everything being around the corner. Like, a 40-minute drive was nothing to him before.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he'll be, like, looking to go somewhere, and he's like, oh, that's 20 minutes away. That's too far. I'm like, boy, you've gotten spoiled.
We can't do it. We can't do it.
Yeah.
20 whole minutes. We can't do it. It's the Northern Virginia people who come down here. Same thing.
Yeah.
Like, wow, everything's so close here.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's close there, too. It just takes an hour to drive between point A and point B.
Yep.
Commanders joint practice with the New England Patriots yesterday. And I think the main storyline coming out of it was, boy, Terry McLaurin's got some leverage now. I don't know that I fully believe that. I do think it's interesting. I mean, this is the divisive issue of our time here. Does Terry McLaurin have leverage, or does the team have leverage? And I don't understand this thought of like they're going to be fine without him. Oh, Cliff Kingsbury loves Debo. Debo's going to be great. I don't know that you build an offense around Debo as your number one wide receiver, though. And I don't know that this offense hums as solidly. My guy Burgundy Block, who I like, he wrote, how does the line move? You know, if Terry's not in, somebody responded about that like the Vegas over-under for the Commanders at 9.5 would not move if it was announced Terry wouldn't play the rest of the season. I'm not sure that's true. I think Terry's worth a whole win over the course of the year. And it's not, oh, that's just one win. I mean, you do anything you can do to get a win in football. If you told me right now Terry's not going to play any of the games this year, I feel like I'm moving that line down to 9 and maybe 8.5. I think he's a significant presence on this team. And I also think the team may be short-sighted in this. Y'all know I'm Team Terry, so certainly we don't need to reintroduce that point. The team may be short-sighted in this, and then I think, you know, part of this is the first big deal Adam Peters is doing. And for Adam Peters, you want to set the tone. You want to say, this is how we negotiate. This is what we're going to do. You know, we take a hard line. We get the best deal. I fear you may also be communicating the message, we're hard to deal with. Even if you're a star, even if you're top tier, we're going to be hard to deal with. I think the wrong message may be getting sent here. I think you got to pay Terry, and I think you got to do it quickly. I don't read anything into the practice yesterday just because it's such a small, limited sample size. I wouldn't, you know, and the same with all the other players. Like, standouts are good. We like standouts. Rough moments are bad. We don't like that. But, like, Matt Gay went 4 for 6 kicking yesterday. That was probably his worst day in camp as a Commander. And you hate that it happened in that, you know, simulated primetime style environment there with all the fans in New England watching. I'm not rethinking Matt Gay. He's been knocking him through in practice. I'm not rethinking whether he's a good player or not. It's one data point in a big spectrum. Now, there are some guys who the coaching staff is going to watch closely. But from a wide receiver standpoint, I don't know that Cliff Kingsbury goes running in after practice to Adam Peters like, oh my gosh, you've got to pay Terry. That was terrible. We embarrassed ourselves out there. I think they view it as individual evaluation far more than team or group or overall evaluation. I do, if you take anything from the wide receiver performance, it's that we're kind of getting to crunch time for Luke McCaffrey to start showing out. And we're kind of getting to crunch time here for somebody to take a step forward because Noah Brown, you know, is still working through that injury. They're using him at half speed. It's just Debo right now, guys you would feel comfortable throwing the ball to. And I'm not saying you need a million guys you feel comfortable throwing the ball to, but you need Jalen Lane to emerge. You need one of these guys to emerge. I don't know that they're getting enough production out of the wide receiver spot right now from the guys who should be mid-level guys. Like what Noah Brown was last year. Who's that guy going to be for them this year? Is it going to be Michael Gallup or KJ Osborne? It could be. I've not yet seen either of them have a day or stretch of days where you say, all right, number three, let's go. You're out there. Obviously, if the season started today and Terry was part of the team, Noah Brown's your number three. Sure, I feel good about that as long as he's healthy. He's not going to be healthy, though. And also right now you don't have Terry. I'm seeing a drop-off after that. And that's nothing against Jalen Lane, who I think is going to be very good. I never viewed Jalen Lane as a let's plug him into the NFL and he's ready to be a starting wide receiver guy. And I don't know that the team did either. I think they saw him as a let's plug him in, he's a great returner, which he is, and then you're going to work with him on the other stuff. I don't see a can't-miss guy past Noah Brown. And so if you're three starting receivers, one's holding in, the others had two very significant injuries in the last 10 months. It's not a great spot to be in at wide receiver going into a critical season. You got Everybody protect Zach Ertz with everything you got. Wrap him in bubble wrap. He is essential personnel at this moment. Zach Ertz is what we need to get past this and not worry about this. We'll talk about the rest of joint practices at 10:30. I'll give you some other thoughts. Jalen Lane's a great opportunity for us to tell you tomorrow. Hokie Palooza show from down in Blacksburg. We did so many interviews with all the Virginia Tech players. We'll play those for you. It'll be a great time. We'll have a lot of fun. Squirrels baseball tonight. We'll tell you how they did last night. We'll get you up to speed on everything going on in the world of baseball on the other side. We're off and running. Thursday program. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Amp of the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. 18 more chances to see the Squirrels, but so many more chances to listen to them on The Fan, including tonight. AAA pregame starts 5:35 from Erie, where the Squirrels have won the first two games of the series. A special program for you tomorrow. We were down in Blacksburg yesterday, had so many great interviews with Virginia Tech football players. We will bring those to you in a special Friday edition of MP on the Mic. We'll be talking Hokie football all morning tomorrow on The Fan. You'll get to hear from Kyron Drones. You get to hear from Brent Pry. You'll get to hear from basically everybody who's anybody who's playing on the Virginia Tech Hokies this year. So thanks to the Hokies for setting all that up. Of course, we'll have the games this year, pregame, postgame, Tech Talk Live, the works. You will not miss a thing if you stick with us here at 910 The Fan. It's an off day for the Commanders. Weird schedule because yesterday morning was the joint practice, and now they lay low today, and tomorrow the preseason game is a night game, which gives us two empty days of talking about what happened yesterday. To me, the number one thing that happened yesterday was that Mike Vrabel got bloodied. Apparently, Von Miller was in the middle of that. That was the objection was taken to Von Miller getting pushed around because you don't do that. I believe that, having watched what I watched at training camp, that dude goes 100% at all times. That guy gets after it. And he is not taking these preseason reps lightly. I am not surprised he rubs somebody the wrong way. I'm also not surprised that guys try to, you know, make their name against Von Miller in the preseason, right? I'm not backing down. I'm approved to you. I'm not backing down. You get in a little skirmish. Big picture takeaways from the practice yesterday, though. You've got to start with Terry McLaurin's absence because it's noticeable, and what you heard from the people who were there was it's noticeable. There's a drop-off without Terry. The question is, how big of a drop-off and how important is it long-term? Now, I don't think this changes anything for Adam Peters. I don't think he wakes up this morning, oh my gosh, I've made a terrible mistake. I have to go sign Terry McLaurin. He's got his numbers, and his numbers are based on production in NFL games and a long sample size, and also the cliff Terry's about to fall off because he turns 30, you know, week two of the season, after the first game, I think after the second game, after we get out of Green Bay, he turns 30. And there's one receiver in the NFL on the highest paid list who's older than 30, and it's Tyreek Hill, and that's an outlier, obviously. So there's a lot at play here for Adam Peters, who doesn't want to overpay, but I think understands what it means to have him and what it means to not have him, both from a winning this season perspective and also a taking care of the players and being known as a good place to play perspective as well. It doesn't mean be unreasonable about it, but it does mean if Terry doesn't get signed, a lot of very fair questions are going to be asked about what happens next. There's next time there's a big contract here. Is that the way all big contracts are going to go here? Are there going to be issues with Jaden Daniels in a few years? I don't think there will be. I think he'll be so good by then he'll get the blank check. I think that's going to be a Patrick Mahomes-style deal where it just comes together really easily. You remember when Mahomes was ready for his first extension? It was truly like, what's the highest paid quarterback making? That plus a little, plus a long tenure. Like Jaden Daniels, when he signs, if he's as good as we think he's going to be, will be the highest paid player in football the minute of his signing. The other thing we've learned over time is that the highest paid player in football becomes the second, and then the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth highest paid player in football very quickly. These markets reset, especially as the salary cap grows, as they out all these games. You saw the ESPN announcement yesterday, the ESPN and NFL Network announcement. They're adding four more game windows over the course of the season. What does that mean? They're going to find four more slots where there's not a football game, where they're going to play a standalone football game. That's four more opportunities for the league to make money selling ads, to get the rights fees from ESPN, to have more standalone football. Now, they're already full to the brim on Saturdays once college is over. I don't know where they're going to fit. They say they're not going to be Monday night doubleheaders. They're going to phase that out and put everything in its own window. That probably means a lot more international games starting next year whenever this kicks in. My guess is you're going to get a 9:30 game every single week of the NFL season, or in like a week 4 to 14 window where it makes sense to have teams traveling, where you can give them the bye after. I think you're going to have a morning game every single week in that stretch of the season before long, because that's the only place to create the windows. You can't do Tuesday night football. It's too far off the grid. It doesn't make sense. It messes up fantasy football, messes up the travel rhythms. I don't think you want to do Monday afternoon football. You could. With 8 o'clock Monday night kickoff, if you move that to 8:30, you could do a 5:30 Monday night kickoff as well and just true doubleheader it every week. My guess is a lot of that's going to manifest as international games. But for the Commanders, it's about how do you get Terry McLaurin in? And now we're talking about worst-case scenarios because they're playing football tomorrow night. And I know the starters aren't playing, so we won't see the impact of Terry not being out there. We won't get that visual. But we can see now, okay, Debo's good enough to be a starter. Okay, Noah Brown's good enough to be a starter. But he's got injury concerns. Lacerated kidney last year. Knee injury in the spring. It's two major injuries in a short amount of time. Without Terry, there's 1.5 starting caliber NFL receivers on this team. If Terry doesn't play, Zach Ertz is going to get a zillion catches every week. He's your backstop against this whole thing, but you can't count on him carrying a heavy load for 17 games. He's old. He's played a lot of NFL football. There's a lot of juggling to do here. Or, best case scenario, somebody could pop. I was hoping somebody had popped coming out of yesterday's workouts. Unfortunately, doesn't sound like anybody did. Luke McCaffrey, clock's ticking. Show us something. KJ Osborne, he's steady. Is he starter good? Michael Gallup did it a long time ago. Kenny Bacon, the consistency and do it again. Jalen Lane, he's a rookie. Again, can he be consistently week in, week out an NFL caliber receiver? One of those guys is going to have to be if you don't have Terry McLaurin on your team this year. I mentioned this earlier in the show. Somebody was saying, like, if it was announced tomorrow Terry wasn't playing all year, wouldn't change the Vegas line over under on wins. It'd still be 9.5. I disagree with that. I think it would sink. I think it'd go down by at least half a game and maybe a whole game. Terry wins ball games. Terry makes big contested catches. No Terry, you don't win that Cowboys game in week 18 last year. No Terry, do you win on Monday Night Football in Cincy? That was Jaden's play. That was Jaden's spectacular throw. And it was an incredible piece of quarterbacking. But if the receiver doesn't catch it on the other end, does it still stand as a great moment for the team? Is it still a win? Probably not. Joe Burrow's getting the ball. He's down by less than a score. He's good at what he does. Terry made that catch. Don't sell short the second half of that. The highlight reel's very good. I know he's not flashy. I know he's not spectacular. But the highlight reel's really good. And a lot of bad quarterbacks who have come through here have learned you throw the ball up, 17's going to come down with it, or at least make sure it's not an interception. That's a nice attribute for quarterbacks to have. I don't think yesterday's practice fundamentally changes anything for Adam Peters. But I do think there's a lot of pressure on getting it done before week one. You just don't want to mess around and find out what's on the other side. You do, however, want to hang around for the other side. We've got two segments left with you. We'll kick it over to AWOD Radio. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1
FM. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app, as AWOD Radio will be. He takes over. As soon as we're done here, one final segment, we'll hand it off to Adam.
He's got a lot to talk about today, I know. We got an exciting show for you tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the Hokie Palooza around here. We were at Blacksburg yesterday, chatted with a ton of Virginia Tech players and coaches. Great show, great program for you. You're going to hear from a lot of members of the Virginia Tech football team, a lot of the local guys who are representing the Hokies this year. And we'll talk about what's going to be a very eventful first stretch of this season. First game for the Hokies coming out of the gate, Beamer Bowl, South Carolina, in Atlanta on a Sunday, that Labor Day Sunday. NFL doesn't play that day. They'll be the only show in town, 3 o'clock game that day. South Carolina's good. They're very good. They're heavy favorites, deservedly so. But it's an opportunity for this Hokie team to show the progress early in the year. And then you come home for what I think is the most important early season game. Obviously, if you can win against South Carolina, that's a stunning upset. That reframes everything. If they lose, doesn't change the way I feel about anything. But game two, at home, night game at Lane Stadium against Vanderbilt. Vandy got him in overtime last year, and this is just all the storylines colliding right here. You've got, can they win a close game? This is probably going to be a close game. Last year, they really stumbled in that final stretch of the fourth quarter in an overtime. Can they start fast? Can they sustain their performance for the whole 60 minutes or however long the game goes? Can they beat Diego Pavia, a guy who was given the SEC fits last year? That's going to be a big early test for this defense. Had a chance to chat with the Hokies' new defensive coaches yesterday. I'll share some of that during tomorrow's program. But they're excited about this group, which is, you know, it's like everybody else in college football. It's a transfer portal-heavy group, but they're excited about them, and they think there's a lot of potential and athleticism here. You've got Richmond's own Kelvin Gilliam stepping into that face of the defensive line role, vacated by Antoine Pell Ryland, APR. Of course, we'll hear from Kelvin Gilliam tomorrow as well. And Takai Heath, the receiver, also from Highland Springs. The Highland Springs to Virginia Tech pipeline, very much alive and well. Those guys reflected on that as well. On the offensive side of the ball, which Kyren Drones are they going to get? Kyren Drones, at his best last year, was good enough to hang in the ACC. Kyren Drones, in his lesser great games, was good enough to get you to 6 wins and in a low tier bowl and the pinstripe bowl. That's not what Virginia Tech fans want this year. Which Kyren Drones is going to show up? What did he do this offseason? He's worked on his leadership. He's never been a loud, yell at everybody, rah rah kind of guy, but I think he understands to get where they're going this year, he's going to have to do that. New offensive coordinator, Philip Montgomery, who incidentally worked with RG3 out at Baylor. We chatted for a little while about just how the game has changed. You think about, obviously, in Hokie lore, Michael Vick, who changed the game for all of college football. He turned heads nationally and changed the NFL, too. Turned heads as to what a quarterback could be. And then RG3, of course, who coach Philip Montgomery worked with. RG3 was, okay, you need a fast quarterback. Fast quarterbacks can change the game. They can change the math, but the running was still a bit of a novelty at that time. Fast forward, it's a 2025 football season. If your quarterback can't run, you're dead in the water. If Drew Brees came out into the NFL draft right now, I don't know that he'd get picked. Just calling this what it is. If Tom Brady came out into the draft right now, I don't know that he'd get picked. If you don't have a quarterback who can move and pick you up some yards, it's tough to justify having him on the field. It changes the numbers back the other way. And that's Kyren Drones, who is going to have to balance using his legs with staying healthy, being able to make the throws, obviously a new receiving core as well that he'll adjust to. Should be a fun season in Blacksburg. I mentioned that second game. Lane Stadium's going to be hopping for that Vandy game. Then you got Old Dominion the next week. You've got to avoid the letdown. You got to take care of business against ODU. So three really big, significant, important games. First one, just because they're on national TV. Anytime you're on national TV, that's a big deal. Second and third ones, because they need to get wins in those games. to get to where they're going this year ahead of what's going to be a really tough ACC schedule. UVA football, we'll talk about them as well. In the coming days and weeks, they'll be on the sister station, 1140 WRVA. Once again, UVA football, I think it's going to have a successful year because I think it's a soft schedule. They put some money into the program. But 8 wins, is that enough to catalyze the fan base? Is that enough to bring the fans back? That's my number one thing about Virginia Tech fans. I love y'all. Hokie fans, y'all stand by your team. 6 wins, 8 wins, 10 wins, y'all are there. UVA, I don't know that 8 wins is going to be enough to move the needle, get Scott Stadium packed again. I think there's a real apathy surrounding that program, and I think it's going to be the biggest issue they confront in these next 5 or 6 years as we get ready for what we all think will be the next seismic shift, the next shift in college football, as everybody eyes realignment in 2031 when the ACC schools are allowed to break away without penalty and everybody becomes a free agent again. And we've had a few years to see in just how much money this college football playoff system is going to bring in from a TV perspective and from a ticketing perspective. And it'll need to be tweaked along the way. We're going to tweak the conference title games along the way as well. But I do think that'll be the big conferences take their ball and go home moment. I think Tech and UVA are jockeying in these next 5 to 6 years to position themselves for that moment, to make sure Hokie football is enough of a brand. And Hokie football is a brand. You put Hokie football on TV, people watch it. You play Hokie football at Lane Stadium, people buy tickets and go see it. You've got to sustain that, though, and you've got to sustain that with performances on the field. That's what's on the line this year. For UVA, just about staying relevant enough to be able to sell everything else. I think Ryan Odom will be a great success there this season on the basketball court. Of course, their success in other sports speaks for itself. Is that going to be enough in a football-centric world? Lots of questions to ask, lots of things to pose. We'll focus on the football tomorrow. We'll take a little road trip down to Blacksburg, chat with the Virginia Tech Hokies. AWOD Radio coming up next. Thank you to Megan for holding it down today. Thank you to Parney for dropping by. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. You search MP on the mic on all major podcast platforms. Like, subscribe, leave a review. Tell me how much you love me. It's good for our ego. We need that from time to time. AWOD Radio's up next. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.